it's hard for people. It's not no college towns for where, like, they always go to the game. But I mean, they had a good amount of fans. That's because they were good this year.
Yeah. And did your fans travel pretty well?
Yeah, our fans be traveling everywhere, bro.
The iHawks, huh?
Yeah, they. Big Iowa State fan.
You been working out or not? This is your time to rest.
I took like a week and a half break off.
Week and a half.
Yeah.
That's fire. Because you be training with Rob, right?
Yeah, I be going to Rob. Yeah. Be going to the field. Yeah, I'm going to get back to it tomorrow,
actually. Oh, you going to Top View?
Yeah.
Man, fucking Rob, bro. His workout's killing me.
They be crazy, bro. They be crazy. But.
So yeah, bro, we're sitting down here with Jeremiah Cooper. You are obviously born and raised in El Paso.
Yep.
We went to the same high school. But yeah, bro, to see you like doing your thing out there in Iowa. I think it's amazing, bro. I feel like definitely you have lots of support, especially from us from the Northeast, old Andrews community too, bro. I mean, it's dope to see you doing your thing out there, bro.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
But yeah, man. So how was it growing up in that family, man, with Hannah? With obviously your little brother Elijah's playing too, and then Tristan as your older brother, what was that dynamic like? You guys always playing sports and stuff.
It was crazy. I mean, we never really thought about it.
Yeah.
Until we got older and kind of looked back and like, damn, like look what we did for our family.
Yeah.
But I mean, it just felt like a regular family. Like those were my siblings, those were my brother, my sister, and we were just doing normal sibling things. But yeah, like I said, it really ain't hit me till probably I left college, and I kind of just sit back and be like, look what my sister did, look what my brother did, look what I'm doing for my little brother. And it's crazy to think about how much legacy we've left at Andrews and what we continue to do.
Exactly. Yeah, literally the Cooper name is like, that's already been established, you know, which is pretty badass.
Yeah.
I mean, even your dad who played, I know he coached me. I didn't play for the Dolphins, but like just in the All-Star games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
From your perspective, what was him having you or having him as your older brother? Was he like pretty hands on, or did he just kind of let you like do your thing and just kind of like helped you from that distance?
Well, Tristan, you could tell Tristan's pretty kind of hard on you.
So yeah.
Tristan was always that hard big brother
where
like if I'm not doing things right or if he don't like what I'm doing, like he's gonna tell me. So that kind of helped me a lot, actually, just throughout my whole career, throughout who I'm becoming as a person, just because I had that person to always push me, as well as my dad. Them two was kind of ones pushed me throughout sports and everything, wanting me to be the best I can. So,
yeah.
I mean, none but a blessing to have a big brother like Tristan and what he did for me.
For sure. And even him just being, like, somewhat, obviously, you guys' paths are different, but a very similar path in going to a very big university playing. Are you guys the same position?
Pretty much. Safety,
yeah. And just him being able to, like, give you that. Obviously, he's not there with you the whole time, but, like, he's able to give you that guidance, give you game as far as, like, what to expect. I think that's amazing, bro. That's so dope. And so with you, like, kind of growing up, was football, like, your favorite sport?
I have my moments. Like, as a little kid, I really liked basketball as well, because I played basketball.
Yeah, I remember you playing at Andrews. Did you play all 4 years at Andrews?
Nah, I played three. Yeah, last year I stuck to football.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basketball was a fun sport, but I think I was always going to be a football player. I was bred into a football family. Yeah, like
exactly.
But, my dad played, my brother played, so it was only right for me to play. But I enjoyed a lot of other sports.
So you enjoy the sport?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I know there's some people that, like, they're just good at it, so they just play.
At first, like, when I first got to college or, like, senior year, I was just like, am I just good playing football? Mm. And then, like, once I really got to college, you find out, like, you really love the game just because, like, of everything you put into it. Like, you're not doing it for no reason just because you're good at it. Like, you want to be your best as you can. So
exactly.
That's when I really found out, like, I'm in love with football as a game and just everything about it.
Hell yeah. And do you feel like you kind of always had that work ethic instilled in you? Because I'm pretty sure, like, just growing up, especially your family, you guys are very just athletic, and you are definitely blessed in a lot of ways. But at the same time, I know you guys put in so much work. Did you always have that work ethic instilled in you, or do you feel like it took you a certain moment or some time to kind of, like, develop that?
No, it definitely took. It was one experience.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't know how good people are until you get to that next level.
Gotcha.
Like I said, like my whole youth career, I was just playing football because I thought I was just good at it. Like, yeah. I was better than everybody else. But once you get to that next level and see like what you're competing with and what you really want, like that's when you got to flip that switch. So like once I got to college, like everything changed about me, like habits, like work ethic, all that, because it has to change if you want to be what you want to be.
For sure.
But I mean, yeah, so like once I got to college, I feel like everything has changed just because off of experiences, especially like getting hurt a lot, like that plays a lot of role, like what you do for yourself. Like I had to change my whole lifestyle just because I ain't never get hurt in youth ball, and once I got to college, I got hurt.
Mm.
But it's just so much different at the next level. You got to change your whole lifestyle.
It was just a whole thing of like going out there to college, and you like feeling that just kind of that extra motivation to start that, like start your new habits, or was there a specific situation where you're just like, ah, shit? Like,
I'll tell you what,
yeah.
it was last. I'm a junior right now in college, so my sophomore year. I take it back a little bit. My freshman year, I got hurt. Like, at the end of the season, I pulled my hamstring.
But it was a pretty good season for you, freshman.
Yeah, it was a pretty good season. Started as a freshman. It played a lot of football as a freshman. But then I got hurt. And I ain't never been hurt before, but I was like.
What was the injury?
I pulled my hamstring.
Okay.
So, like, I was like, I got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore year, around the same time, like, end of the season, like, game 10, pulled my hamstring again.
Damn. So, like, same one?
Different one. But, like, ever since. But ever since then, like, my whole lifestyle has changed just because literally everything you do, like, outside the field, on the field, is going to reflect on how you play. Like, if you out there just drinking every weekend, like, as an athlete, I mean, stuff like that happens.
For
like,
sure.
So I had to change my whole lifestyle and what I do and how I approach the game and how I take care of my body and all that. So yeah, last year, probably around, like, November is when I really, like, had to switch everything.
Had to lock in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just take me back to your senior season, or even a little bit before that. When did you know that, like, damn, I really have a chance to, like, play Division I football at a school like that, you know?
I'll say junior. Junior is when I started getting my offers, too.
Yeah.
But it's because I had, like, a very good junior year.
Yeah.
So, like.
That was, like, your coming out year type
thing. Yeah, pretty much. That was COVID year. We only had 5 games, but.
Just went crazy.
It went crazy five games, but. Ever since then, I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
I kind of should have an opportunity to play at the next level. I just got to keep working. Mm-hmm. And then, senior year, I did that. And then
You had a good senior year. And then what schools were actually, like, pretty that you were heavily considering other than Iowa State?
It's kind of crazy because I was considering my top 5 was Iowa State and then 4 Texas schools. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was Baylor, Texas Tech, SMU and TCU.
Damn.
And then Iowa State.
Damn. But yeah, so what did Arizona offer you?
Yeah, Arizona offered me.
Okay.
Yeah, Arizona offered me I had a good amount of offers, but yeah, those are my top 5.
Yeah. And so what kind of went into you deciding Iowa State, because that shit is far as hell. So
far, man. It's real far.
Yeah, because Tristan was like, yo, I want to be close with my family. Like, that's one of the main reasons he chose Arizona. So what kind of helped you in your decision?
Just wherever I felt most comfortable at. Like, I chose my school just because of the coaches. Like, that's really
so your visit did a lot for you.
Yeah, a lot. That's really why I went to Iowa State, just because I trusted what the coaches said to me. Like, you could tell who's real and who's fake just off of basic conversation. But I felt most comfortable with the Iowa State coaches, and I believed in them, and I mean, they trusted me a lot. So
yeah,
I went in as a freshman and played a lot.
Hell yeah. And so when you kind of like you mentioning kind of like the like recruiting process and how the coaches interact with you, obviously you don't have not name specifics, but what goes into like you saying, oh, like I actually genuinely feel like they're being real and I feel like they genuinely care about me and like I know that this is the right school to go to as opposed to the other schools? Like, how would you compare that as far as like the interactions you've had?
Well, in the recruiting process, like, when you visit, like, you get to talk to other players too. So I think that was a big thing that helped me, just talking to the current players that were there and like kind of getting a real spiel about the school. But then, like, I mean, they just like the coaches that really want you, they gonna stay on you.
They're texting you,
they calling you, they congratulating you every game. Like they doing them little things that show like they actually care and that they for real want
for
you.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's actually like I think that's a good formula for any person getting heavily recruited. Is just like, there's definitely some schools that you can tell, like, oh shit, they're actually reaching out to you, and like they're texting you like, yo, how's your fam doing? Like, it's different. But also, like, I guess we can kind of get caught up in the name of the school and like the, I guess, the history and like what everybody kind of, a lot of other people's opinions on like, oh damn, this school is actually like, it's better, bigger.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's very important that you say that, because I think it's all about like, who definitely wants you, and who you feel like is going to look out for you the most too, and where you have the best opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, my parents, my family did a good job just like reminding me, like, it's not about the name of the school. Like, if you want to go to big name school, you go to one, but the opportunity probably not there like the other schools are. So yeah, I would just tell them athletes, like, don't name chase.
Yeah, don't exactly. Name chase. And going out, what city is it in? Iowa State?
Ames, Iowa.
Ames. What's there to do out there?
Not much. Play football. play football. But hey, I love Ames. They show tremendous amount of support every game day. Like, it's crazy. That atmosphere on Saturdays, it don't even feel real.
Really?
It don't feel real. It's wild.
Damn. Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, I've watched football my whole life, but I'm starting to slowly get more into like college football, and bro, it seems like a totally different animal, man.
College football is wild. Yeah, right, it's definitely. I'm gonna miss it. I got one more season, but it's been fun.
So you are gonna go back, because you had. I mean, there is definitely you're on the a lot of scouts' radar, especially in the, like, for the NFL. So what kind of went into your decision to like play one more year?
Just because I just feel like I got a lot more to do. Like, I didn't want to come out this year just because I wouldn't say I had a bad season, but I didn't have the season I wanted, and I know I can do a lot more. So,
yeah.
I mean, I have a senior year. A lot of people play their senior year. It's not like a lot of people come out their junior year. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Only a small amount do that, but I got nothing wrong with playing my senior year, so I'm going to go ball out one more time.
That's exciting, bro. It's super dope that you especially get to have that one more year, because I feel like college is just, it's a different experience, man. I'm sure you're meeting a lot of people that that are going to be friends, or just you're going to have connections for the rest of your life too, though. So
college.
So when you first went out there, what was just that whole switch from going from just a high school player and also a student to that college life?
It was wild. Like, I was an 18-year-old just graduated. I didn't even go to my graduation. I couldn't even be there. But, I mean, it was a reality check. Like, you 18 years old, you on your own now across the whole country. Like, you're not 4 or 5 hours from home. Like, you 20 hours from home. But,
so when did that hit you, like, pretty hard your freshman year? Like, being away?
To be honest, a little bit. Yeah, of course it did. Yeah. But, like, I'm so around, like, my teammates. I'm so close to my teammates. It feels like home. Like, being around the whole team, like, that's why I also chose Iowa State, because I knew, like, everything was such family-oriented at that school, and that's what I needed, and that's what I wanted. So, being around the whole team, like, it kind of takes your mind off a lot of that stuff, and, like, your roommates and stuff, but, I mean, it's definitely going to hit you. Like, you have to live on your own.
For
sure. You got to do everything on your own, pay bills on your own, so, but, I mean, that's how I kind of grew up a lot faster. Like, just having them experiences at such a young age, just helped me grow up and mature 10 times faster than an average 18-19-year-old would.
And then those, like, just like those first, like, practices and everything, like, what's the biggest difference from the high school game to the college game?
Everything. Everything. Like, I would say practice at a college level is definitely harder than college games.
Yeah.
Just because, like, practicing, like, people are out there to, like, play. Like, people want to play.
Yeah.
Everything is so competitive. Everything is so fast. And then you get to a game, and you practice so fast like that, like, the game just slows down for you.
Yeah.
But practice is always going to be harder than the games. And that's how it should be, though. Yeah. Like, people should always make practice harder than the games.
For sure.
But, it was just a lot different being with top athletes. Mm-hmm. Like, you guarding dudes that's going to the league next year.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to the league this year. So, I mean, it's crazy, but it's the blessing. But like I said, all the experiences I've had and I've been through college has built me, and
can't be let. And did you know that you had a really good shot at playing a lot your freshman year?
Not really. I was going in there just to, like, just play.
Yeah.
Like, I went into camp that first summer. I was just like, let's go play football. Just ball out. And then, like, a couple plays turned into a lot of plays. And and then you start opening your coach's eyes. And then they got to put you in because you're making plays on the field. So, I mean, it was just something I didn't really think about. I was going out there to play football.
Yeah. And so that first game you get, like, inserted in, what was that feeling like?
As a freshman,
who was it against?
It was the first game of the season, so it was against, like, a smaller school. I think it was Southeast Missouri, a home game, of course, and this was my first college game.
Like, yeah.
You go out there, you can't hear anything. Like,
was it a home game?
Yeah, it was a home game. So like, it was our first possession. You go out there, and I'm a little freshman, like 18 years old. I'm just like, you yelling as loud as you can. You still can't even hear yourself. Like, it's crazy. But I mean, it kind of just slowed down for me the more I played. But
did you enjoy that? Like, you enjoyed the fact?
Oh,
like,
yeah, that adrenaline on game days is something I can never, like, ever feel.
Yeah.
Like, you rolling into the stadium, you got all your fans right there. Like,
you're you are that dude, like, as an athlete on campus, football athlete on campus, like, you're getting playing time too, like, starting. People know you, like, I'm sure that's
it's totally crazy, but you can't. It's a blessing at the same time, like, that you're put in that position, but you can't get too high on that. Like, you got to just cancel all that because that could really mess with your mental. Like, once you actually get in the game, like, all the outside noise, all the whole environment can really take a toll on your game. So, like, it's a blessing to be in that opportunity, but at the same time, you got to ignore it. Like, you can't get too caught up in it or else it'll really mess you up.
Yeah. What do you do to kind of make sure that you stay level-headed, especially, like, for example, you're going into a game, like, it's a highly anticipated game. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you've learned to do?
I just listen to music. Yeah. I put my headphones in and I don't hear a thing. So that's how I don't get too distracted. But that's really the only thing.
Music, are you going, like, are you trying to hype yourself up or is it calm?
It's calm music. Calm music up until probably, like, the warm-ups.
Got you.
But calm music just because you can't get too amped up too early just because – it's just another game. Like, it's just a football game.
Exactly,
I just got to look at it as another football game. Just go play the game you love. You've been playing this game since 7 years old. It's just another football game.
Can you look at a game? It could be early on or it could be, like, sophomore year season or even this year that, like, you learned as far as, like, from a mistake that you had that was just, like, it could have been very crucial. It could have been crucial, but something you remember, it could have been your first one. You're just like, damn, I need to – this is something I need to work on type thing.
Yeah, every season there's always going to, like, you never ever going to play it perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. Like, you never going to have a perfect game. You're going to have bad plays, but you just got to get over them. But, I mean, this year it was like Texas Tech game.
Is it away or home?
It was a home game. Yeah. Texas Tech game. That was kind of like the first game I've ever kind of got down on myself just because I got beat two times for a touchdown, and that's never happened.
Yeah.
So I've never felt that type before. But
was it like a mental error, or was it like a?
I mean, it could be both.
Yeah,
like, I could have done a lot better with both, but I mean, I got beat. Like, that was the thing. But yeah, that kind of did something to me. But I mean, it made me a better player. Like, you got to look at them, like, at what happened, like, them type of experiences as learning lessons. Like,
for sure.
Like, even if it's bad, you can't get too down on yourself. You gotta look back at it and be like, all right, what did I do bad and what can I get better on? Because as an athlete, that short-term memory is going to be your best friend. Trust me. Short-term memory, the best friend. If you stuck in your feelings and in your head too much as an athlete, it's going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I can imagine, especially, like, on that stage, bro, like, you have to do anything you can to just move on, you know?
Yep. Outside noise, too, at that stage, you have a bad play, don't even open social media. Don't even open. That's another thing. Like,
have you experienced that? Like, you?
Oh, yeah. I've had crazy DMs, crazy comments. Like, as much as I try to avoid it, like, it's going to pop up.
You're going to see it,
Like, but that's another thing that is big as an athlete, like, especially if you're playing at a high level. Like, them fan bases, like, they'll be your best friend if you have an interception. But you get beat, it's raps. It's raps.
No, I can imagine that, bro. Yeah, and just, like, nowadays with social media, like, oh, bro, it has to be so much, like, just immense pressure that, like, you're putting on – And to be fair, like, this is what you guys do, you know? You signed up for
it's
it.
Our job.
At the same time, it's like, for anybody at that age, it's just immense pressure, you know?
It's crazy. It's crazy what people be saying.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
It's just 20, 18, 19, 20-year-olds just playing for football, sure. And they over here.
Going crazy. Crazy. Bruh. No, man. I can't even imagine what's said. But, yeah, I think as hard as it is to kind of see that, I think, I'm sure you, there's definitely, yeah, you just can't look too much into it, bro. I mean, some of these people are just, they don't have anything else better to do, but yeah, just kind of
talk.
Just talk. Exactly.
But yeah, social media is so crazy now, like, that, as an athlete, man, you got to stay off it.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
That'll kill people, I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. And for you, like, when it comes to, like, the NIL and stuff, now athletes are able to, I mean, get paid and make money off really their brand and everything mm-hmm. like that, which I think is amazing. Like the best thing that happened. That's, you know,
amazing.
It's amazing. So at the same time, I feel like there can also be a lot of different, as it comes with its advantages, there's also a lot of other things. I'm sure you get hit up by a lot of different people asking you for certain things, maybe business opportunities, things like that. Yeah. So how have you been able to navigate that aspect?
I mean, yeah, I'm signed with a team that kind of takes care of everything for me.
Like, so you have an agent.
Yeah, I got an agent that takes care of all of my NIL opportunities. And mm-hmm. whoever wants to come at me, they go through my agency. And, yeah, they kind of tell me from there. So they kind of simplify it for me. And I'm just there receiving the information and telling them yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that NIL is finally back, just because – I feel like us athletes deserve to get paid, especially at college is not easy. Like, man, but yeah, it's a great time for sports right now. And it's only getting better. Like,
and just for like more, like a little bit more info for people, like obviously don't go into specifics, but you do get a good payment for playing, right?
Our NIL team, Iowa State, they take care of
us. What's it like kind of just like being young and having that, just that income?
I mean, you gotta be smart with it.
Like,
you gotta talk to people. Like, you getting all this money, you can't just go spend it, have it in your bank account and just go spend it. Like, you gotta have a lot of people to talk to and a lot of people to help encourage you on what to do with it.
For sure. I'm sure Tristan's in here.
That's what I was about to say. Tristan's been a big help on the field and off the field, like I said. So, I mean, just having the right people to encourage you and give you knowledge about maintaining and managing money.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, like, something you think about, because obviously football is what you do right now, but at the same time, it's not entirely who you are. And one day mm-hmm. football, as much as aspirate, because do you have aspirations to play pro?
Definitely.
Professionally? Okay. For sure. For everybody, it will end at some point.
Yep.
So what do you think about who Jeremiah is, like, off the field, and what are some aspirations you have when it comes to that?
I would just say, just working with people, like, I feel like that's what I'm best at. Just working with people, whatever help they need,
mm-hmm.
whether that can be sports related or just off the field related. I couldn't tell you like a specific thing I wanted to do, sure. but I like I said,
you know, you like helping people.
I like helping people, so that's the main thing I want to be known as, just being around people and being that helping hand.
For sure. And when you think about kind of, it can be in football or with anything, like mm-hmm. the kind of like the impact you want to leave. Do you think about that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, I do everything for El Paso, the Northeast. Like, I want to leave my stamp on whatever I ran through. So, so I want to leave a good stamp on, like I said, whatever I ran through, and that's really my main reason. Like, I do it for my why, mm-hmm. my family, my city, and then of course myself. But like that's my biggest why. Like, my city and my family. That's why I'm doing football, and that's what I always look at. When things get rough, I'm just like, it's not all about me. It's bigger than football. So like just continue to do it, and just make sure you take care of your family.
Yeah. Amazing, bro. And so what do you feel like kind of been the hardest thing you've had to overcome in your life? Whether it's football, whether it's going out there to Iowa State, it could have been here in El Paso. What do you mm-hmm. feel like something you've had to overcome mentally?
Well, mentally, just leaving El Paso at such a young age, and just like, you in the real world now, so you got to just grow up like that, or else you're not gonna last. So that's the biggest thing I had to overcome. But I mean, it wasn't too hard just because of the people I surrounded myself with.
Yeah.
And the people I got help from at the university. So it wasn't too bad, but it is a lot different as a teenager. And then I would say, like, physically, like I said, injuries, just because I've never had injuries my youth career. And that injuries take a huge toll on somebody's mental health.
Yeah.
Because just because they want it so bad, like, these athletes want it so bad, and an injury can just take all that away from you.
Yeah.
And it can leave you in a spot you ain't never been to. But
yeah, what'd you feel when you got injured? Like,
Man. I mean, like, my first time I got injured, my freshman year, I didn't really think too much about it just because I was a freshman. I was young still. And then my sophomore year, like I said, that's when that switched everything. Like, that took me to a place I ain't never been to, like, mentally, just because I was having a good sophomore year. And then, boom, got an injury. Same time around freshman year, got injured. And then, but yeah,
what'd like you feel mentally? Did you feel like it could have? Obviously, there's a fear of, like, damn, am I gonna get back to where I was, right?
Yeah.
As far
now,
as
yeah, I knew I was gonna get back just because it was a hamstring. Mm-hmm. But I mean, nobody likes being hurt. Like,
yeah.
Like you work for a football season. You work from January all the way to December, like from January and July, it's straight grind. Like you trying to be the best player you could possibly be, and then to have that taken away from you during the season, like, damn, I did all this work just to get hurt and my season done.
Yeah.
So like,
and it's just seeing your teammates out there too.
Yeah. Like,
obviously you're rooting them on, but it's just like, fuck. Like, it's it's the worst.
Like, it's injuries was something new to me, and that's probably the biggest thing I've learned, but I've gained a lot of knowledge from being injured, just because, like, if I'm injured, that means I'm not taking care of my body well, I'm not eating the right things, I'm not getting enough sleep. So, like I said, I had to change my whole lifestyle after getting that second injury. Mm. And then junior year this year, I ain't get injured. So,
hell yeah.
So, yeah, that was a big stepping stone for me this year. Like, I mean, I finally played a full season, I ain't get injured.
That's amazing. So, and it kind of goes, like, obviously, it could have... It's very well a lot of, like, chance, but, like, it's also things you were doing that you felt like you had to change. But the fact that it was around the same time and it was the same injury, like...
That's like around that time is probably when it's, like, week 9, week 10, your body's starting to wear down. Mm-hmm. And everything, like, all your habits finally catch up to you. Mm. So that's kind of what I've learned.
Damn.
Like, your eating habits, sleeping habits.
So you changed all that.
Off the field habits, I had to change everything.
Were you eating kind of, not the best your freshman and sophomore year?
No, it's not that I probably wasn't eating bad. It's probably I wasn't eating enough. Like gotcha. I can eat pretty good.
Yeah.
And not gain weight. Like, I don't really gain weight a lot, but I just had to eat enough and kind of put a little bit more things on my plate. Kind of just look at my plate a little more and be like, damn, what do I need? Freshman year, I was eating like whatever.
Yeah.
But like. Yeah,
are they on you about that a lot? Like in college, like you gotta eat this shit. Sure. Like you gotta hit a certain amount of calories.
Yeah, especially if you're a person that needs to gain weight or lose weight, like they're gonna be on you like extra.
Really? But so they have a nutritionist like dedicated to you guys.
They have everything.
Yeah,
they have everything at that level. That's why, like I said, it was so easy just to come from El Paso and go to Iowa as an 18-year-old and
they're taking care of you.
Yeah, like I had people around me in the university to help me with everything.
Hell yeah. And when it came to like the workouts, like you feel like you had to do specific certain exercises or just being more consistent with it?
I mean, not really, but we do have a great strength and conditioning staff, so they kind of know what we need, and we just follow them just because we trust them.
Trust them.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. When it comes to kind of like the distractions, bro, obviously, because you're in college, bro, I think you should enjoy yourself, have fun. At the same time, I feel like I'm sure it gets the best of people sometimes.
Yep.
What are kind of like the good aspects of that, like being the college life when it comes to like the girls, the partying, just the late nights? What are some kind of the things that like are good about that, and then kind of like the not so good?
Well, yeah, as an athlete, especially at like a big university, like, you're going to be known. Like, everywhere you go, you're going to know. You go to a party, they're going to know you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's going to be cool and all, but you do something wrong, it's raps. Like, it's probably going to be on social media. They're already taking videos of you when you walk in.
Have you had somebody, like a video, you're just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why are you?
I mean.
Like, I don't know how that, like, why that was posted, how that got out type thing.
Yeah, I've had a couple of experiences, but I don't know. You can't get caught up into that too much, but I would say just the best thing, like, just don't go out. Like, like especially our team. Our team does a good job. Like, during season, we are not allowed to go out at all. Like, so that's a rule that we set and the coaches set, so that I feel like that's really good just because it keeps people out of trouble. But then, like, off-season, that's when the distractions come. Like, you go party and stuff. But I would just say
going to Tucson with Tristan.
man, We have been to Tucson. But just being smart. Like, you can do what you got to do, but just be smart just because everybody's watching you. If you think they're not watching, I promise you they are. Yeah. So just know what you carry and just – be smart
for sure.
Like, you representing yourself and the team.
Yeah. And is there like a lot of house parties in Iowa? Like, what's the move out there? Like,
well, I don't go out too much. But I mean, like, I guess the bars.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But so there is a strip of bars out there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, in, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I'm just curious for myself.
It's pretty cool. It's not like Tucson. It's not like Tucson.
Yeah, we gotta go out to a game, Vic.
Facts. Facts.
That'll be fun. Hey. What's like the best, in your opinion, what's the best game to go out? I mean, Iowa versus Iowa State is humongous.
That's crazy, bro. That is a wild game. Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, any conference game, like, it's always gonna be sold out. Conference game is just so much intensity. Like, it's crazy. Our crowd is always gonna be lit. And then night games at our stadium.
Amazing.
I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Yeah.
Except OU, Oklahoma, they night game. Bro.
So what's how do you compare the night game just a regular game? It's just more energy, or
lot more energy, like, and then everything's lit up, like,
your primetime TV.
Yeah,
too.
It's primetime. Yeah. You on ABC, CBS, ESPN, one of them.
Yeah,
you playing a pretty good school. So, but like I said, it's just another football game. It's just another football game.
Damn, bro, that's we definitely got to make it out, Vic. That'd be sick.
That'd be lit.
Man, so when you kind of think about, I guess the example you want to set, or like people coming out from, it can be El Paso, it can be anywhere, for the young athletes, what are just some, from what you experience, just things that they can do? I would make more so directed to someone who has a very good shot at playing at the next level. What is just some advice that you can give them when it comes to... Yeah, really, just anything, bro. Something you wish. Obviously, you did everything like pretty damn well, and you had a lot of success. But maybe it's one thing that you wish you would have known, like when you're in that position when you're younger.
That's a good question. I would just say, stay true to yourself. Like, just go do you. Like, God gave you an ability to be good at whatever sport you chose to be at. Just go play your game. Like, you don't gotta get caught up. And the extra things, like whatever people are saying and stuff, just go play your game. I think that's the biggest thing that helped me during my freshman year going to college. Like I said, I went to camp and it's just like just go play football. Mm-hmm. Like, you've been playing this sport for so long, ain't nothing changed at this level. Just they a little bigger, they a little faster. But if you're the player that you say you are, like just go play your game, and everything's gonna fall in place. And if it doesn't go, like if it doesn't go your way, like, it's always something that you can learn from out of that. Yeah. So just don't get too hard on yourself and just go be you.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Do you kind of feel like in your intuition when there's someone that's just trying to get to you, like just for, because obviously you're a big time name. So do you feel like sometimes people just kind of want to, like, are kind of angling in some way to like try to get to you when it comes to like just opportunities or just whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of feel it. Like, you kind of feel what a person wants from you and what they don't want. And if they just come in just because you're a good football player or not. But, I mean, you just, I don't know. Like, I kind of, it's kind of weird. Like, I kind of can see, like I said, a real from fate. So, like, you're going to tell a genuine person once they come and talk to you and explain whatever they want to do. And you could tell a fake person that's just jersey chasing just because you were a football player. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just – I would say the biggest thing, just sticking by your close ones.
For sure.
And kind of staying in that circle and whoever they trust that you could trust and just kind of keeping it that way. But
facts.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of difficult just because it's so tricky. Like, like it's something that's so tricky that can get a lot of people. You can't really do a lot of things about it because people are crazy. But but I mean, I would just try to say just spot the genuine in them.
Yeah. Like,
you could tell when somebody's coming up to you saying just BS.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's kind of easy. It's kind of easy to tell.
And so obviously, like you're going back to for your senior year, God willing, like you stay healthy. You have the year you want. Obviously, you have aspirations to play at the next level in the NFL. When you think about, obviously, I think getting drafted and just getting picked up is a blessing in itself, but. Is there actually a team you're like, damn, that shit would be fire to play for?
Not really. Nah. Just getting drafted is a blessing for one. But
got you.
I mean, I would like to play somewhere warm, though.
Got you.
Like, summer. I love Iowa.
Nah, but the winters are crazy, man,
bro. Right now, it's crazy. Like 10 degrees, snowstorm.
But before you, did you guys have a really cold game this year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
We always have a cold game. Mm-hmm. Like,
when does it really start getting, like, November, it's already cold
November is the cold games, especially if it's a night game. It's going to be, like, our coldest game this year, and who we play. It was a night game. I forgot who we played, but it was, like, 9 degrees.
Oh, hell bro.
It was Kansas State. Kansas State, our last game. But it was, like, 9 degrees, bro. Like, the grass damn near felt like cement. Shit. Like, you couldn't even run on it. Like, it was just hard. Like, it was frozen, but I mean, them games are some games that like, you always gonna remember those. Like,
yeah, facts.
Like, a snow game last year, I played in a snow game. That like you had the most fun with your teammates in those type of games. Like, even though it's crazy, like during it, like it's cold, but once you look back at
it, you guys are all going through it.
We all going through it, and it's just a fun experience.
Hell yeah. No, even just like when I played football, those cold games, that first hit is like, oh my God, bro.
You good after the first hit.
After the first hit,
you smooth.
For sure.
And then we got like heated benches. We got big jackets. Like,
yeah, y'all are prepared. Like,
We smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Once that adrenaline gets going, bro, like you're really
good.
Set.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah. Do you still hoop?
Nah. I mean, I'll probably hoop like sometimes with my friends, but. Yeah, I can't do it, bro. Can't get injured.
Hooping, nah, exactly.
Hooping get crazy.
For sure. So Coach Gene, he's still there, so he was your coach.
Yeah.
So you played up to your junior year. Did you play with who was there, bro? It was Isaac there?
Yeah.
Isaac was it. So you played with Isaac.
He was in my grade.
He was your grade.
Yep.
And then fucking George's little brother. Goddamn, what's his name?
Christian.
Bro? Christian, yeah. Played with Christian.
Yeah, I played with Christian too.
Yeah. Who was like who in your opinion, like who was the nicest like basketball player at that time?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. It was probably Christian.
Christian?
Christian was tough.
Yeah, he was. Were you close to playing your senior year? Or it was like, nah, I'm just gonna.
Nah, I ran track. Like, I was like, I played football. And I was like, I'm not gonna play basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just gonna run track. But track did help me a lot.
Oh, for sure.
I wish I ran track like all 4 years in high school. But
so you just did your senior year?
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, okay. And was Coach Taylor your coach?
For football, yeah.
Football?
Yeah.
You had a little bit of Woodruff?
Yeah, Coach Woody, man.
Yeah. 2 years or?
2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 years. No, it was 3 years.
3 years.
Freshman and junior year.
So your senior was Coach Taylor.
Yeah.
What was, like, the difference once Wood left and then when Taylor came? Like, I'm just curious. What was the – do you feel like a big difference was there as far as the team and just, like, how things were – obviously, things were ran, I'm sure, differently. But in your opinion, how was it?
Yeah, they're two different people, like completely different people. So like Coach Woody, he was a lot more strict.
For sure.
He was a lot more strict. Like, he's been at plenty of colleges, big colleges. So that's kinda how he ran his program, which helped us a lot. And then Coach Taylor, he came in, did a great job with us too.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a lot more he was younger. So we were a little bit more chill with him. We could talk to him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they did a great job. They kinda ran their program different, but I mean it did good for us.
For sure.
Yeah.
And with Elijah, like, do you still keep up with him? You still like?
I'll be tapped into the game.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. How is what's the difference between you and Elijah, and in your perspective, Tristan, as far as like your guys' games?
I'm the best one.
I'm
the best. Nah, they was great football players too. Yeah. Elijah is a lot like Tristan, but. Yeah, they're going to come down and hit you.
You've had some big hits too, bro.
I had some pretty big hits.
Like, God damn.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Like, you don't even be feeling those.
No.
Like, you don't even feel them hits just because of adrenaline, bro. Yeah. Everything falls back into that. Like,
man, safety seems fun as hell to play, man. You just come downhill. Damn. Yeah,
until they like 6'3", 2'3". Yeah.
You got it ran over?
Oh, yeah. I got ran over. I got hurdled. Oh,
shit.
Hey, man, it happens to everybody. It's going to happen,
yeah.
Happens to everybody. Got beat. It's football, bro.
Facts. I was going to ask, is there like a specific play you remember? It was like, that shit was like,
oh, yeah, my pick six. My only pick six.
Yeah. Like, because I saw that play, did you like, on a play like that, like, is that where you're supposed to be? Or yeah. You're just reading, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was a flat drop. Mm-hmm. So I was holding, trying to get a reroute on the receiver in front of me. But I'm reading, like, the quarterback the whole time.
Yeah.
So, like, once I read that three-step, like, it was wraps from there.
Yeah, I got to show you that play, Twin. That shit was fire. And that was, like, one of your first plays.
That was the first game of sophomore years. Like, that play set off everything.
Yeah. Nah, from then on, I'm sure you have a play like that. You're like, oh, it's
man,
raps.
Man, it's raps.
Facts. I mean, you were, like, top in the top five, no? Like, interceptions?
Yeah, sophomore year.
Yeah.
I have five.
We going for 10 this year.
Facts. Like 10.
Hell yeah. You got any questions, Big Five?
So what is there a lot of football drama, bro? Like, between the team, like?
Nah, bro. That's why Iowa State was such a good school for me. Like, like I said, it's such family oriented. Like, that, those are your brothers. You got 150 brothers, literally. Like, everything is set. Like, once we get off the field, like, we don't even be talking about football for real. Like, it's just like we just vibing, man. Yeah, like we real life brothers over there. So like, that's why I give a lot of credit to my teammates and all of them, just because they took my mind off a lot of things, made me forget a lot of things. So, yeah, bro.
Did you always play safety?
In college, yes. And in high school, I played receiver, quarterback, safety.
Do you ever feel like hopping in on offense sometimes?
I
mean, obviously, in college, it's so much different. But, like, sometimes you're like, damn, I could run some routes.
I could probably run some routes.
Yeah.
But nah. I'm going to stay on defense. Stay on defense.
Because, I mean, they talk about, like, DBs can't – but you can obviously catch. Like, you have good ball skills, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot. Our defense already a lot. That's why. Travis Hunter, bro.
Different because he plays both ends, huh?
Yes. Like, defense already a lot. Like, to play both sides, damn near every play.
Yeah.
I give it to him, man.
Mm-hmm. That cardio
different,
huh?
Different, bro. You got to be such strictly into a schedule, bro. Like, if you miss anything within that schedule, within what you need to do, bro, like, that can mess up everything. So kudos to him, man. Like, he doing the thing, bro.
Yeah. What game, in your eyes, was, like, the biggest game you've been a part of? Obviously, it's a game. Everything's a game, but, like, in your opinion?
I mean, I had a bunch of big games. Yeah. Like,
which fans are the craziest?
I would say, yours? Besides ours, OU. I got a lot. They all crazy. Iowa, like Iowa. Oh,
they be saying
God,
some crazy bro. Shit to you,
bro. The whole game, like you just gotta cancel it out. Like Iowa, the benches and OU. Like, this is the bench, and the fans are right here.
Oh,
like, they
shit.
Right behind you. Like, the whole game, it's crazy. But OU and Iowa, they got some crazy fans.
Yeah, I'm so sure there's some shit that make you laugh though. Like,
definitely. They, I mean, they be drunk fans. Yeah. Like, they just be saying whatever, but. Yeah, they be wild, though, mm-hmm. bro. The whole game, they're going to be talking to you.
Yeah. Like, the whole time.
The whole time.
Hell yeah, bro. Well, if there's something that, like, for someone who's kind of going through, like, an injury like that, or just, like, a setback, what's some advice you would give them, like, after what you experienced, especially going through, like, the dark sides of that mentally, and mm-hmm. What's something that, like, you could tell them? And just advice you'd give them.
Everything happens for a reason, man. Like, you get injured, you shouldn't just get sad and be like, damn, I got injured. Like, you should look at it as hard as it can sound, like a blessing. Like, it's waking you up for something different. Like, there's always a reason behind something. So you find that reason and just run with it. Like, you gotta just make sure that don't happen again. But that's the biggest thing that I got out of it. And that's what kind of is making me as a person and a player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's always something out of the bad experience. Like, so whatever that is, you just got to take it and just continue to grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's never going to be bad. Like,
for sure.
Trust me.
Hell yeah. And then just kind of like with your relationship with your parents, you talk to them pretty often?
Yeah, I talk to my dad and my mom every day.
Really?
Every day. That's kind of what keeps me going as well. Just kind of getting my mind off things. Like I get out of football in the morning, call my mom, call my dad. Just kind of keeping your close ones close to you. Like those are the realest ones, and you got to just keep them close to you, because once you get to a top level like that, like a small circle is the best thing to go.
Yeah. Does your pop, being that he's a coach, like, will he talk, like, oh, do you guys talk football all the time?
Oh, man. Like, it's ridiculous. Dad, I hope you see this. Like, I don't even like talking football with you. Just because, like, I mean, but he always going to do that just because he wants the best for me.
For sure.
And he's just so excited.
Yeah. Does like, he go to a lot of games?
Yeah, he tries to. Like, Iowa's far, man. Far as so shit. Yeah. They go to, like, two games probably in Iowa, and then a lot of the closer ones here.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, my dad, he will talk about football all day to me. But I just let him talk. Like, all right. And then my mom, I can really just have a conversation with her. But yeah, my mom's a big stress reliever for me. I love
you, Mom. That's fire. What would you say is like your biggest drive and motivation for anything you do? Like it can be when you don't want to work out, bro, or it's like there's just something, you got to get up for something. Like, what do you feel like is driving you to continuously put in the work and really just sacrifice your body too, bro? I mean, that's a big challenge, especially playing football. So what continuously just like motivates you?
Well, yeah, like I said, everything I do is kind of just falling back on my why, the city and my family. Like, I want to do everything to just represent them. Like, I want to do everything to keep my family safe and make sure that they don't got to worry about a thing. Like, in a couple years. So, everything I do is really just for them. Like, I don't want to work out. I'll be like, bro, you got to do it. You trying to get to the big leagues, man. Mm-hmm. You trying to take care of your family. Well, you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. And then just represent El Paso just because, like, I mean, there's so much talent here. Like, it's pretty overlooked. It's been getting better, but it's still overlooked.
And for real.
Just putting my city on the map and continue to represent them. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Really appreciate you coming through, bro. I know you're only in town for a little bit, so just being able to like chop it up and just get to know more about you, bro. Just know that we're gonna be watching you. We're always supporting you, especially being from the Northeast, from Andrus. Like, so dope to see what you're doing, bro. Yeah, man, wish you nothing but the best. We appreciate you, man, for real. Well, yeah, this is episode number 61, first episode of the new year.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna keep it going, man. Appreciate you, Doug.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.